produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, my name is Terrence Burton, and this is My Father's Teaching. I am so excited about what we're going to be talking about this particular session. We're going to get into this, but before we do, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, praise, and adoration for all that you are doing, all that will be discussed, everything that will come forth out of this teaching. Father, we yield. I yield myself to the Spirit of God so that I can articulate clearly what it is that you want to come out of my mouth, out of my heart. By your Spirit, I give you glory, praise, and honor. Father, be glorified in this session is what I ask. In Jesus' name, amen. There's not really too much that I have scripted for this particular session. I want to talk mostly from the heart. I've got a couple of notes that I do want to pull from, and I'm sure I'm going to talk about some of this. But mostly I'm going to just talk from the heart. But I do want to lay a little foundation with some scripture. And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "But thou," just so you know, we're talking about prayer this particular session, and we'll be talking about it for a while. So Jesus said, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." That's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Then in John chapter 17, verse 3, it says, "And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." I want to start off by talking about that Jesus is defining eternal life. Sometimes I think that we can focus on the wrong things. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times when people think about salvation, they're thinking about what they were delivered from, but they don't really think about what they're delivered to. And it's fine to talk about and think about, yeah, God delivered me from sin, God delivered me from poverty and from sickness and all of that, but what has he delivered me to? Because here Jesus is describing what life eternal, or what eternal life is. And some people think eternal life is going to heaven when you die. So they, in error, think of eternal life as being a place that you go, but you don't get to experience it until you die. But Jesus said that eternal life is knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, who he sent. So eternal life is not about a place, it's about a relationship. Eternal life is not about somewhere you go when you die. Eternal life is about knowing the Father. Because what we have to understand is that life is knowing God. A person who does not know God does not really know life. So Jesus said that eternal life is knowing God. Well, how are we going to couple these particular scriptures together? And the way I want to utilize this is from this vantage point. In order for me to get to know someone, I have to spend time with that person. It's fine if somebody tells me about someone, but I don't really know that person based on the fact that someone has told me about them. Knowing somebody is more about me knowing that person or familiarizing myself with that person one-on-one, not simply off of rumor. So what Jesus is talking about here in Matthew 6, he is talking about this place called prayer that we go into. Now, before we really get into the nuts and bolts of this, I want to knock down some of our thinking in regards to prayer, and we're going to go into this in more depth in future studies. But just to kind of wet your whistle a little bit, I want to talk a little bit about what prayer is not. And the reason I want to address this is because sometimes we can miss what prayer is because we're so busy thinking that it's limited to one particular thing. Prayer is not talking. Now, you may be talking in prayer, but prayer is, when I say prayer is not talking, what I'm saying is it's not limited to speech. And I want to highlight that because sometimes in certain groups, we tend to be so locked in on certain things that we can so easily miss other things that the Father is wanting to teach us. And what I mean by that in particular is the usage of words. So we think you have to say everything. So we tie words to everything that I got to say this. I got to speak this. I got to decree this. I got to decree that. Yeah, it's fine and good to do those things in the moment when you need to do those things. But don't limit God or yourself to having to do those things on every occasion. Because, yes, there are times when you need to decree. There are times when you need to confess. But there's also a time that you need to be quiet. There's a time where you need to be silent. And you can be silent and still in prayer. And like I said, some of this we're going to go into more depth. As we really dig deep into prayer. So right now I'm just kind of wetting your whistle so you'll know certain things to be looking out for that we're going to cover. Also want to say that prayer is not always asking for things. And I can see how we can sort of, how we have sort of fallen into the trap that prayer is asking God for stuff. Because we've got a lot of scriptures where when we see prayer, we see people asking God for stuff. And so that's fine. You can be asking God for things, and that is, those are parts of prayer, but just don't limit prayer to asking God for something. Understand that there is a depthness that the Father is wanting to take us to that goes beyond asking him for something. Well, man of God, you tell us what prayer is not. Why don't you tell us what it is? Okay, I sure will. Prayer is actually interacting with God. And the reason we want to come from that mindset is because it would include more things. So if I'm interacting with God, I'm praying. If I'm worshiping, if I'm bowing down prostrate before the Father, whether I'm speaking or not, if I have laid myself out and I'm surrendered to the Father, I'm praying. So when I'm interacting with him, regardless of what it is that I am doing, whether it's worship, whether it's I'm asking him for something, whether I'm silent, whether I'm talking, whatever mode of behavior I'm in when I'm interacting with God, I'm praying. Now, to highlight a couple of things in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, when thou prayest, he said, enter into thy closet. Now, a closet is a private room, which tells me that one aspect of prayer, now this is different from group prayer because you don't treat every type or structure of prayer the same, because there is group prayer that will be treated differently. But what Jesus is specifically addressing right here is prayer of a private nature. So he says, when you pray, he said, enter into your closet, go into the closet, and he says, and when thou hast shut thy door, in other words, close off everything else. See, one of the problems that we have relative to prayer, relative to being intimate with God, is that we bring so much other junk. We bring so much junk in with us. We don't close off anything. We let everything have access to us. But he said, no, shut the door. But why? Why is that important? Because there are times where you need to interact with God and you don't need distractions. Why? Because this is your time with God, your intimate time with God. And so that's what I believe the Father is wanting us to understand, is that prayer goes deeper than talking. It goes deeper than asking for things. That really the heart of prayer is intimacy with the Father. And when you really want to get to know someone, what do? You have conversations with people alone that you don't have in groups. There are things that I will talk with someone about in a private, intimate setting where there's no one else around that I would not talk about if I'm in a restaurant with a bunch of people, or if I'm at some kind of party with a bunch of people, or if I'm at church. There are things that I would talk about in private that I won't talk about in a public atmosphere. And so what the Father is saying to us through this is that he is wanting us to share or to talk about the intimate things with him. So he says, go into the closet, cut off everybody else for a while when you pray, but go into this place of intimacy and discuss things with the Father that you don't discuss necessarily when you're out there in your group, so that you're out there with everybody else. Now, one of the beautiful things about this is that when you're in that intimate place, that's also the place where the Father will share with you things that are not necessarily for the group. Why? Because it's just when you're in a closed off place where there's nobody but you and God, there are some things that he can reveal and discuss with you that are for private use or private view only. They're not for the group, it's for you. And so a lot of times what happens is we've been locked into this mode that God is wanting to do things for the group, and he is wanting to do things for the group. But if I'm wanting God to do something for me personally, then I've got to have time with God personally and not with my group. Because I don't take my group into the closet. Because my closet or my secret place is the place where I go to be alone with God. Father, I've got X, Y, and Z going on in my life. These are some things that I need to discuss with you. These are some things that are near and dear to my heart, and I need to talk to you about these things. And I just want to use this moment to cut myself off from everything else except you. This is not about others or anything like that, but I'm just in here because I want to know you. That's why I'm here in this closet. That's why I'm here shutting myself off from everything else going on in life, because I want to know you. And see, another thing that this illustrates is this, is that you're not simply praying so people can see you pray. So it's not about showboating. Wow, so-and-so really can pray. No. Because when you go in there and there's nobody but you and God, then what you have done is you have set an environment that you are not performing for anybody except the King. That's what that statement illustrates, that when you go in there with your intimate time with God, it's only about you and him. I am in there not to perform for anybody, not to make anybody think that I'm great or that I'm all that, but I am in there to communicate with the Almighty and share my heart with him while also at the time allowing him to share his heart with me. I am there for answers. Because, Father, I understand that my answers come from you. And so that's why I'm in this closet. That's why I've cut myself off from civilization for a while, so to speak. Because I need to separate myself in order to get the wisdom, the answers, and the knowledge that I need. And so Jesus said, he said, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. Now, here's the powerful thing that jumped out at me a while back regarding this. So Jesus tells us where the Father is. He said the Father is in the secret place. So catch this. The Father is in the secret place. He's in this hidden room. But then you're going everywhere else looking for him. Maybe he's out there in the group. And God is saying, no, I'm in the secret place. I'm in there waiting on you. And so how many answers have we missed because we never went where God was? See, Jesus said, your Father is in secret. So I'm going where the Father is to talk to him. It's just like if you are a parent and your child wants to have a conversation with you. Now, I'm not talking about the use of cell phones and all that because we've got ways that we can talk without being in the same room with the person. But here's what we're looking at. You are in the kitchen and your child wants to talk with you. But the problem is they're in a different room. Well, it's an easy fix. All they have to do is leave the room where they are, go into the room where you are and have a conversation with you. Well, it's the same thing with the Father. If I know that the Father is in my closet, then the simple thing for me to do is go where he is. He's in the secret place, according to Jesus. So then, if I want to have a meeting with the Father, I don't have to beg for it. I don't have to cry, whine, spit, jump, or do backflips. All I have to do is go where my Father is to talk to him. Because I know where he is. He's in secret. He's in that private room waiting for me. And so then Jesus said, and thy Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. Now, that's a powerful statement. So prayer is something that you're actually doing in private. But the reward happens outside of it. So get the picture of this. You are in private praying, having that intimate time with the Father. But then the results happen on the outside of that box, on the outside of that room, on the outside of that closed off place. So how many things have we missed in life because we missed the secret place? How many rewards have we bypassed happening openly because we never went into the secret place? See, Jesus is teaching us something. We're dealing with a principle here. Hide out with God, and then God is going to do things phenomenally with you in the open. Man, my goodness, I hope you got that. So rewards are actually earned in the secret place, in the hidden room, in that intimate place with God. That's where the rewards are earned. It's in that private place. And Jesus said that the Father is going to reward you going into that private place. In other words, he's going to, in fact, that word reward, I looked at some definitions of it, and it means to discharge what is due. In other words, there are some things that are due you. How many things, let me ask you, how many things are due you that have not materialized? And could it be just as something to think about, could it be that I'm due something and it's not materialized because I have not gone into the secret place? It's just a question. The word reward also means to restore. How many things in your life are damaged? They've been destroyed. They've been wounded. They've been broken. How many things in your life, how messed up is your bank account? How messed up and torn up is your family? And God is wanting to restore your family. And see, people are thinking that if God want to do it, he ought to just do it. No, God said, go into the secret place and I'll reward you openly. He didn't say, I'll do it because I know. He said, I will reward you because you've gone into the secret place. See, what happens is this. God will set a principle on how to cause something to manifest, and then we will expect him to cause it to manifest just because he wants it to manifest. And that's not Bible, and that's not God. Because I have a responsibility to do my part. So if God said, go into the secret place in order for things to be restored outside the secret place, then that's what I need to do. So my secret place work has a direct correlation to what happens to me in this three-dimensional time, in this three-dimensional world that I'm in. So there has to be the mindset that let me go into the secret place. And see, that's why Jesus said, man, I'd always pray and never give up. Why? Because as you're regularly praying, then what happens is he's regularly rewarding you. See, oftentimes we see hit and miss where God do something here and then something happened later on and then this happened. And so we see blessings sporadically. But those sporadic blessings are oftentimes tied to our sporadic visits into the prayer closet. But if we set it to where, look, I just live by knowing God. I live by that intimate time with God. I live to pray. I wake up to pray. Then what will begin to happen is our life on the outside of that prayer closet, on the outside of that prayer room, will begin to reflect the adjustment that we made in going into the prayer closet. Because here Jesus says that the Father will restore you because you've gone into the secret place where God is and you've prayed to your Father in secret. So the Father is going to restore you openly. Now that's it for today. I want to thank you all for joining us, and we just praise God. I just praise God for you. Thank you for tuning in to my Father's teaching. I command the blessing on every listener, but especially those who take that word and have not only listened to it, but let it translate into behavior to where you will run yourself into the prayer closet and get a hold of the Father, knowing that there are blessings waiting for you, that the Father is wanting to reward you. But he's waiting for you to trigger it with your visits into the secret place. We'll see you next time. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.